David, we want to talk about the issue of TAS 102. We want to just sort of see at this point what the audience is thinking about if TAS 102 does become available in gastroesophageal, whether or not they'll use it. It looks like there's a lot of sentiment towards that, but why don't we talk a little bit about the data, and David, maybe you can start out talking about the TAG study.
Yeah, so the TAG study looked at trifluridine tipiracil, which is a novel fluorinated pyrimidine. It's combined with a thymidine phosphorylase inhibitor, so it makes the trifluridine orally bioavailable. This is an agent that's approved in chemotherapy refractory colorectal cancer based on survival and progression-free survival benefits over placebo. The impetus for this study was a phase 2 trial from Japan in chemotherapy refractory gastric cancer where they reported a median overall survival of 8.5 months. So this led to the TAGS trial, which was patients with chemo-refractory gastric cancer receiving at least 2 prior chemotherapy regimens, good performance status, and a 2-to-1 randomization to trifluridine tipiracil versus placebo plus best supportive care, and overall survival was the primary endpoint. So this was a positive study. It's published now in Lancet Oncology by my colleague Kohei Shitara. And the survival benefit was 2.1 months with a hazard ratio of 0.69. which we would consider clinically meaningful, and progression-free survival was also modestly improved. I think this is more of a stabilizing agent because we really didn't see responses to this drug. We saw disease stabilization. We also saw stabilization of performance status. So this is obviously a late-line treatment, patients that don't have other chemotherapy options, where even just stabilizing the cancer and trying to buy additional time in terms of progression-free overall survival, maintaining performance status, this drug will likely enter the armamentarium in chemotherapy refractory disease. This is not an agent that we're going to be able to give to a highly symptomatic late-stage patient. I think if a patient is medically well-managed and symptoms are controlled, they're likely to see benefits in disease stabilization with this drug late-line.
What about the neutropenia and also any correlation between neutropenia and response, David, has been seen with colorectal cancer?
Yeah, I mean, that's been sort of batted about with this. Is that a function more of just drug exposure? The neutropenia is manageable, and usually with dose delays, there was more use of growth factor on this trial. About 16% of patients actually did receive growth factor to support them, but mainly it was dose delays, and it's manageable in these patients.
And really, the alternative is irinotecan. And irinotecan, you know, at 150 or so every 2 weeks is a more toxic regimen and arguably is not more effective. So in some ways, the advantage of this drug is that it's more tolerable than irinotecan.
And 25% of patients had received irinotecan as well. I mean, virtually every patient had seen 5-FU platinum and taxane, and 25% also were progressing on irinotecan as well.
So David, what about your data? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so this was a planned subset analysis of patients that had gastrectomy that were put on trial. 44% of patients had prior gastrectomy, so we wanted to ensure that these patients didn't either have less benefit or that they didn't have more toxicity. In the gastrectomy patients, the outcome, you could argue, was even a little more robust. 2.6-month median survival improvement compared to placebo with a significant hazard ratio. There was a higher rate of neutropenia, about 10% higher than the no gastrectomy patients, but this did not impact on dose intensity or drug delivery. So I think this showed that gastrectomy doesn't impact on tolerance of drug, doesn't impact on the potential benefit in terms of survival. And we know from the earlier Japanese study that the PK data with gastrectomy, the PK of both the trifluridine and the tipiracil are identical in gastrectomy patients.